This is Twit.
Well, what I do want to talk about is kind of continuing on from what we talked about last week. We got into driver assist systems last week, which is things like adaptive cruise control, lane keeping alerts, things like that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Elon Musk said during the earnings call earlier this week was, you know, he referred to the latest iteration of Autopilot, which has this feature they call Navigate on Autopilot, as being capable of full self-driving on highways.
He said this for years. He said, oh, pretty soon you'll be able to just get in the car and it'll drive you across the country.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to remind everybody out there that today there is not one single car that you can buy anywhere in the world that is fully self-driving. There is not a fully autonomous vehicle available for sale anywhere. And the only vehicles that come close to that are test vehicles that are being run by companies like Waymo and Ford and General Motors and a bunch of other companies.
There are areas of the country like Phoenix where you can hail, or not hail, but you can arrange ride with a Waymo and drive in it. There'll be a safety driver in the front.
Yeah, but even those aren't. I mean, they're test vehicles, but they're not really. They're not. Reliable enough to actually operate without a safety driver.
Right. They're licensed as test vehicles, too. They're not licensed as, everyday cars. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I think, last week we mentioned, these SAE levels of automation. And there's two in particular, the top two levels, levels 4 and 5, that are considered what we call highly automated vehicles. And that's kind of where you're getting into the realm of full self-driving.
I would like to never drive again. And I think, my kids feel the same way. I remember I used to talk pretty regularly to the CEO of Ford when before the current guy, Alan Mulally.
Alan Mulally.
Who was a great guy, very talkative. And I always would ask him, when's Ford going to do it? And he said, Leo, Americans like to drive. Well, I think that's changing. I think there's a few of us who don't want to drive.
Especially in cities. I mean, in cities, I don't think anybody really likes to drive in dense urban environments.
No.
And that's where you're going to see highly automated vehicles operating is in those kinds of environments where, increasingly people are using things like Uber and Lyft and other ride-hailing services.
Yeah.
Or micromobility. There was a micromobility conference in San Francisco this week.
Like scooters, you mean?
Yeah, scooters, e-scooters and bikes and things like that.
If people like to drive, Uber wouldn't be as successful as it is. People like let the car drive.
It's successful, but, I don't think it's as successful as a lot of people think.
It doesn't make any money, but that's because it's so cheap.
It doesn't make money, but also less than 2% of all rides in the U.S. are ride-hailing.
Oh, interesting. Oh, that's small.
So, 98% of all the rides are still in other forms of transportation.
Right.
But, to do fully automated driving, what the goal is for everybody, requires a lot more hardware and capability than is actually in any of the Teslas that are being built today that Elon claims will be someday fully capable of self-driving.
In other words, when he says the car you're buying today someday will self-drive, that's not true. It can't.
No, it's not.
It doesn't have enough hardware to do it.
Yeah, because in order to do fully self-driving or highly automated driving, you have to have a lot more redundancy than we have in any cars that are being built today.
Interesting.
The traditional thing is, if your power brake booster fails, the human driver is the redundant system. You just press harder on the brake pedal. If your power steering fails, you can still steer the car. You just turn harder on the steering wheel.
Right.
With an automated vehicle, you have a vehicle that is potentially capable of operating without a human on board at all.
So in fact, some of the concept cars don't even have steering wheels. Google won't put steering wheels and pedals in theirs. They say, you need a living room on wheels.
Prototypes.
But
the vehicles that they're operating today, the Chrysler Pacificas and soon the Jaguar I-Paces that they're
going to
be operating,
those
still have human controls in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to have, a lot of redundant systems in order for these things to be able to operate, without a human taking over. Autopilot still requires the human to be paying attention and ready to take over. And the same goes for every other system from every other car maker. To have a fully self-driving vehicle, if something fails, the car has to be capable of getting itself to a safe place without relying on a human to take over control.
And we're not
even close. Doesn't exist in the cars that are out there today.
So let me ask you a question, because if I'm, pricing out a Model 3. I know you're not a big Tesla fan. I'm pricing out a Model 3. And one of the options is for, I think it's $5,000 for future If you ever want this to be, you know, it implies completely self-driving, you need to pay us now so we'll put the equipment in. You're saying that that's a con or that I pay that $5,000?
Yeah, so the $5,000 is for the enhanced autopilot capability. Yes. And in fact, they put the hardware that they put in every vehicle they build, the cameras, the radar, and the ultrasonic sensors. They put it in every vehicle, whether you buy the system or not.
Oh, interesting.
At the time of purchase, they charge you $5,000 if you want to turn on the software to control that.
But they say the road at some point.
Well, yeah, but that's for
they don't have it yet.
Full self-driving option.
Yeah.
That's another $3,000.
Oh.
If you want that.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't probably pay that money up front.
Well, in fact, you can't anymore. A few months ago, they were charging $5,000 for the enhanced autopilot and another $3,000 for full self-driving, but they actually stopped offering the full self-driving option a few months ago. So you can't even get that.
Do they have a refund for the people who bought it?
No, they're still promising that they'll eventually get it, but you know, we'll see what
happens.
Sounds
like you're skeptical.
Yeah. Well, just because I know what's in the cars, and they just don't have enough hardware in there to give you that level of safety that is required for a vehicle that can operate without a human in the vehicle.
Sam's trying to talk me out of buying a Model 3 when my lease runs out on my Model X. I think you might win. If I could get a Porsche Taycan, I might buy that. That's coming out in the fall, right? That's an electric vehicle from Porsche.
I think it goes on sale in Europe like in late spring, early summer, and then it'll be here in the U.S. in the fall.
That's not going to be self-driving either, though.
No, but it'll have capabilities similar to autopilot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So how do I get on the list to order one of those in the fall?
I'll
do you know anybody?
I'll connect you with somebody.
I could see myself. I've never owned a Porsche, but I like electric vehicles a lot. I really do. I love my Tesla Model X, to be honest.
And there's a lot of great EVs coming to market, you know, in addition to.
Hey, can we talk about that next week? What the future
Absolutely.
Is? Because that's about to change dramatically. There's a handful of choices like the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt, but there's going to be a bunch more in the next year.
Yeah, Sam both premium and affordable cars, too.
He is a senior researcher at Navigant, which means he covers this day in, day out, and he joins us each week to talk about the future of driving, which may mean you're in the back seat. See, I'm getting old, Sam. I figure
you may be lying in a bed in the back.
10 years, can I be lying in bed in my car?
Probably not.
Oh, man. That's about when I want it. Leo Lapointe, the tech guy. More calls right after this. Oh, you're depressing.
Eventually, maybe someday.